Morning, Chuck.
Morning.
So, I'm going to be reading for the International Children's Bible, because if I read the actual version, the children won't understand, but I'm sure you guys will understand. So, this reading is from Acts 20, verse 7 to 12. On the first day of the week, we all met together to break bread. Paul spoke to the group. Because he was planning to leave the next day, he kept on talking till midnight. We were all together in a room upstairs, and there were many lamps in the room. A young man named Eutychus was sitting in the window. As Paul continued talking and talking, Eutychus was falling into a deep sleep. Finally, he went sound asleep and fell to the ground from the third floor. When they picked him up, he was dead. Paul went down to Eutychus. He knelt down and put his arms around him, and he said, "Don't worry, he's alive now." Paul went upstairs again, broke bread and ate. He spoke to them a long time until it was early morning. Then he left. They took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted. And I pray that this service shall be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Still morning. Good morning, church. We are talking about encouraging words in the children's story. Well, I have an encouraging card by someone who needs no introduction. Thank you, Jada. I'm going to put that right here so I can look back and see. John 3:13. I think it's supposed to be John 3:16, because I love the word. But yeah, thank you so much. I got something to keep on remind me each morning. Good to see you, Pastor Chisholm. Sister Chisholm, Sister Hamilton, good to see you. It's good to see our visitors who miss their welcome. When you're in the role of elder, you tend to like to remember that no one gets forgotten. And if I've missed you because you came a little later, welcome, welcome, thrice welcome. Not taking anything away from Deirdre, did a good job, thank you very much. It's my waving it of not seeing my knees knocking and settling myself. Okay. Be careful. The sermon title is Careful. Careful where you sleep. Careful where you sleep. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving me the courage to stand here. Let it be your words and not mine. Speak first to me that I may share with others also. In Jesus' name, amen. As a pathfinder, we were told there are rules to even walk in. You're going for a track. You open the gate, you must close it back. There's a lot of little things you must follow. One of our leaders was saying, when you're walking abroad, they sometimes have different rules of what to do and what not to do on your walk. One they've told us, if you're in a group, stay with the group. I'm talking walking in the forest or walking in a place where there's a lot of trees. If you feel tired, don't just do as you do in England and just sit down by a tree and go to sleep. They recommend you don't do that. The forest can be alive. So they say, careful where you sleep. Back in the day, I used to work in the West Country. I used to cover West Country, Wales. I used to cover Bristol, Gloucestershire. And so as my job, I used to drive a lot. And one thing I used to, as a mobile engineer, go from house to house. Now, this particular day, I was feeling tired. And they say, if you're tired, you need to stop. I think it's harder to stop in your car today than it was back then. Because sometimes you stop somewhere and park next to you, you got a bill. Because you can't stop too long. Tell me about it. I've been caught a few times. So I was driving near Colford. And I've been driving a long time, and I thought, the car was moving to the left, to the right. I thought, nope, I'm tired. So I said, let me just pull over and get some rest. So I found a pub, car park. And I put my car in a car park. I went to sleep. That was a beautiful sleep. Then I was woken by a lot of noise around the car. And what happened, I was looking around and I thought, oh my goodness, I must have crashed. And these people want to know what happened to me. So I said to myself, let me just keep still and just see what everyone's doing. So I looked to the left, looked to the right, and I realized they were going around the car, but they were going to the pub. Then I said to them, okay, so they're not coming for me. So what did I hit? I must have hit the wall. Because, I mean, I just woke up at the start. And as my eyes got accustomed to the darkness, but at this time it's dark, I realized I had parked the car there on purpose to get my rest. I was so glad I didn't fall asleep driving. Be careful where you sleep. The message this morning focuses on the importance of the presence, the perseverance, and the power of God. It also highlights the need for balance of spiritual activities and physical well-being and significance of community support, presence, and participation. Acts chapter 20, verse 7 to 12, as was read, is a story about a young man named Eutychus. Eutychus showed up to the church event because he actually wanted to be there, despite the late hour. He had good intentions, and he had a desire to participate. When we were young in Bristol, we had our first, it was more of a weekend of prayer and fasting. Never had it before. So what happened, we fasted from Friday. I think you like to drink water at this time, because the first time we're doing it, and then we pray, and on the Sunday we'd end it with a breakfast. And we thought, oh, okay. We lasted the Friday, but by the Saturday night, the young people, myself was young that time, said, we've got to do something. I want to do something interesting. So we went to someone's house, and we watched kung fu movies all night. How we got away with it, I don't know. And then Sunday morning, we went straight to church, dressed as we were. And we're going to have the breakfast, the prayer before, and then it'll break our fast, as it were. So, we had everyone, they had a speaker, he said this bit, and then said, right, now to close this section of the program, we're going to have everyone in a circle, and we're going to do a short sentence prayer. Oh, I said, that's not too bad. Everyone say a word, you know. It was going so well till 3/4 of the way through. Bear in mind, we're knelt down praying. 3/4 way, this brother decided that he had to share his whole life story. After 10 minutes, all I know is myself and the wayward young people that were with me watching Kung Fu movies the previous night fell asleep. What woke us up was the loud amen and the voices of people standing up. Well, some of us woke up. Two of them were sat snoring. It wasn't me. Snoring. I went to give a good elbow. Careful where you sleep and when you sleep. The Bible says the people met in the upper room and they were to break bread. It could have been communion. It was a crowded place. So the place was warm. I would assume the place was warm because it's crowded. Then Paul got up to preach. This was his last sermon before he was leaving them. I think Eutychus was probably sitting with everyone in the seats when the preaching started. The candles flickering, the room is warm, the service is long. I can see Eutychus, we say bucking. You may say bowing, nodding. We say bucking. Yeah, your head's up and his back is forward, his left is right. Now, Eutychus was tired because this service went on for a long time. I'm sure Paul had a lot to say. And people gathered to hear what he wanted to say. And they were interested with what he wanted to say. Yet this poor young man was really getting drowsy. So he gets up and he sits down by the window. The Bible says he sits by the window. Now I thought about this. Where were the members? Surely they saw the young lad in trouble, trying to stay awake. Paul was preaching a long time. Why didn't someone come and, young man, it's not a good thing to do, sit by the window. No, but perhaps the message was so good that they were entrapped with a message and they didn't notice the young man. At least the young man was in church. Where were the encouraging words? How are we encouraging to our young people? Do we say, do we ask them, what are you doing this week? Do you need a lift? Perhaps your mum doesn't have a car, dad, or your guardian doesn't have a car. Perhaps you need to go to a job centre or go. Perhaps you need more than just a prayer. Perhaps you see a young person doing something they shouldn't, and you're fearful of saying something because you might get their tongue. But perhaps you should talk to young people anyway. I'm just saying, where was the people when Eutychus was there sleeping? Now, he didn't mean to sleep. Perhaps it was a nice cool breeze by the window. And then it's happened to me before where I was, and I don't mind saying embarrassed though it's happened, had a long week studying hard, and Eutychus fell into a deep sleep. He fell out the third story window and he fell to his death. What I'm pleased in the story, all the people in church didn't run to the window and say, what a silly boy. Why did you sit there? I mean, it's past tense, he's already fallen. The Bible says they went down to attend to the young lad, Paul also. And the Bible says Paul gathered him up, laid on him, called to the Lord, I assume, and the young lad Eutychus was alive again. Then he went back inside, up to the upper room, broke bread, and Paul continued preaching. I assume Eutychus didn't sit by the window this time. He learnt his lesson. We should learn our lessons. Lessons are painful sometimes, but lessons are good to learn. This is Paul's last message before he was leaving them. He said what he said, and then he left. Careful where you sleep. Eutychus was in the right room, but he sat the wrong place. But yet still, after that, the Bible says they were glad for him that he was alive again. Then there's a story in Judges chapter 4. Israel had been disobedient. They've not driven out the Canaanites as God told them to. God allowed them to fall under the 20-year brutal oppression under King Jabin of Hazar and the Canaanites' general Sisera and his 900 chariots of iron, and he had around 40,000 men. Israel, as they normally did, when they knew they made a mistake, they cried to God. Is it wrong to call to God even though we've been silly and made mistakes? I say no. I think that's the best thing you need to do. If you're in trouble, you need to call to God. Now, God will speak to you three ways. He will say yes to your desire, no to your desire, or wait. The Bible said God heard their cry, and God raised up a prophetess, Deborah, and her military leader, Barak. With God's permission to go forward with only 10,000 men. Now remember, the enemy had 40,000. With God and you, you are a majority. With God and you, you are a majority. So how did God give Israel the victory? Because they said the 900 chariots were devastating. They hadn't lost a battle in many a year. But the Bible says God sent a heavy rain and a thunderstorm, which caused the Kishon River to flood, turning the ground into a mud pit, trapping the heavy iron chariots, immobilizing General Sisera and his armies in their tracks. The Bible says General Sisera fled from the battle to take refuge from Heber the Kenite in his tent. Well, isn't the general supposed to stay with his men? You die, we all go together. But they said, the Bible says he ran, and he ran. He found himself in the tent. Heber wasn't there, but his wife was. Jael, Heber's wife, because Sisera asked me to save me, hide me, don't tell them where I am. So she said, okay, I'll hide you. The Bible said she gave him some warm milk and covered him over. Now, in the Bible, when God sent, like he did with Gideon, his 300 men to fight, he said, those who bend down and put a head in and lap water, they can't see what enemy is. This general should at least stay on guard. No, he went to sleep. I imagine him curled up in the fetus position with a blanket over him, nice and cozy. And the Bible says Jael took a tent peg and drove it in his temple. Be careful. Careful. Careful where you sleep. Eutychus was in the right house. He sat the wrong place. In the house of God, you hear, even if that wasn't your full intention, you hear the word of God, encouragement. And it's nice to know when our young people are present. Because even if they only get one snippet of message, it can take them through the week. So Eutychus was in the right house, sat the wrong place. Sisera was in the wrong house, lay the wrong place. We're looking at the third person I want to bring to your attention. And this is found in Acts chapter 12. This is Peter. King Herod Agrippa I, the grandson of Herod the Great, targeted the church to gain favor with the Jews. He had just killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. He arrested Peter because it pleased the Jews. It was around Easter time. He wasn't going to execute him straight away. He's waiting until after the Passover. So Peter is now in prison. They said 16 soldiers guarded Peter in four shifts, chained between two soldiers. I say, careful where you sleep. Peter didn't get any warm milk, didn't get a blanket, but Peter still went to sleep because, you see, Peter trusted in God. As far as he was concerned, he knew of Jesus. He knew of his Savior. He knew he had a job to do. Wherever it took him, whatever it was, he was going to do it. So now Peter is in prison. The church is praying for Peter that he can be released. They're in prayer meeting. He's praying long and hard. Peter is in prison. Peter's asleep. The Bible says an angel came. This is found in Acts chapter 12 and verse 7. The Bible says an angel had to smite Peter in his side to get him up. Now, that must be a deep sleep that someone has to hit you to wake you up. Their chains fell off. The angel had to pick him up and tried to get him to where he needed to be. Have you tried carrying a toddler when a toddler is in a deep sleep? Dead weight. The head's going this way, head's going that way, the body's going this way. Basically, you got to hold him tight, otherwise that child ain't going nowhere. And you can talk all you want, that child is deep, gone, gone. The Bible said the chains fell off. The angel said, fix up, get dressed, put your shoes on, and follow me. Peter must have thought he was dreaming or he's in a vision. He walks past the guards. He walks past the main guards. He's now in the courtyard. He's now at the gate, the main gate. The Bible says the gate opens of his own accord. And I say, Peter's saying, well, I must be sleeping because this doesn't normally happen. Peter gets into the courtyard. And the Bible says the angel left him. In Acts chapter 12, verse 11, the angels left him now. And Peter came to himself. Peter came to himself. Now, if someone tells me that I've gone out of prison to go move, I'm moving. Don't tell me twice, I'm gone. He goes to the house where they're praying, they're having prayer meeting. And they're praying long and hard. He knocks on the door. They send Rhoda to the door. She opens the spy hole, I assume, sees Peter and probably goes, ah! Then she closes the portal and goes and tell everyone, Peter's outside, Peter's outside. They probably told her, don't be silly, child. We haven't finished praying yet. We've only been praying 12 hours. Peter's still in prison. So he's outside. Don't be silly. They go. Have you ever knocked on a door and you know the person inside can hear you and they're walking around and it comes to the door? You're knocking, knocking, knocking. You open the flap and say, hello, hello. You know they can hear you. They just don't let you in. Boy, you must have done something wrong. Perhaps you're a salesperson. I don't know. They eventually find Peter at the door. And they're so happy. But you know, have you been sent on an errand? And you've done that errand. And you fulfill that errand. And then you feel good. We have errands that God sends us to each one, reach one. Each one, reach one. I won't know who blessing can reach. I won't know who favor can reach. I won't know who Jada Lee can reach. That's her group. Jada Lee won't know my clients who I can reach. We all have a job to do to reach somebody. My prayer for you all is not only be careful where you sleep, be careful what you do, trust God that you can do the right thing. Peter had a message. We all have a message. The story of Eutychus is a message. The whole Bible teaches us a message. I say once again, careful when you sleep.